want to know my name.
Yes, we would like to know your name. Would you please state your name?
My name is Elvira Ann Tolman.
Thank you, Mrs. Tolman.
A. Tolman.
And Mrs. Tolman, where do you presently reside? Approximately, how long have you lived at that residence?
46 years.
Thank you. And Ms. Tolman, what is your date of birth?
11-18-20.
And you are?
Today is August the 2nd, 2007.
And the day?
The day is Thursday.
And what time is it approximately?
It's about 10 minutes to 4.
And you've come here to my office for the purposes of executing a declaration to affirm powers of attorney that you had previously granted to your grandson, Joseph Fosco, is that correct?
That's right.
Promised you anything in exchange for your statement and your declaration this afternoon? And have you been, and do you feel that you've been unduly influenced or coerced by anyone to appear here this afternoon for the purposes of signing this declaration?
I went on my own accord.
I'm sorry?
I went on my own free accord.
Thank you. How is your health?
How is my health?
Yes.
Well, it's pretty good now. I'm feeling good.
And you are under the care of several physicians, is that correct?
Three physicians, yes.
Who is your primary care physician?
Dr. Thompson. Dr. Brendan Thompson.
And how long ago has it been since you've last seen Dr. Thompson?
2 months ago.
And when you last have seen Dr. Thompson, what was his opinion of your state of health?
He said, I'm doing fine. Just keep on doing what I'm doing.
And you have a cardiologist, is that correct?
I see him every 6 months.
And what is your cardiologist's name?
What is his name?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Greenspan.
And how long has it been since you've last seen Dr. Greenspan?
Well, I'm going to see him in October. That would be the 6 months. That'll be my next appointment.
Thank you. And the last time you've seen Dr. Greenspan, what was his opinion of your state of health?
Well, he said everything was fine. My blood pressure was doing very good, you know.
You also have a physician that you see specifically for your diabetes, is that correct?
Dr. Reich, and I saw him 2 weeks ago.
And where did you go to visit with him?
At Resurrection Hospital.
And how often do you see this doctor?
I see him every 3 months.
Now, these doctors have prescribed numerous medications for various conditions that you have, is that correct?
Whatever I need, yes.
And you carry with you a list of those medications?
That's right.
And you take those medications on a daily basis, is that correct?
That's right.
And as you sit here today, do you feel that the medications that have been prescribed to you in any way have affected your judgment or your ability to exercise your free will for the purposes of coming here this afternoon and executing this declaration?
No.
And are you under the influence of any other types of drugs or alcohol at this time?
Never drink. I don't drink. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Thank you. And you are making this declaration of your own free will and voluntarily, is that correct?
That's right.
Thank you. Mrs. Tolman, you have executed a written declaration to affirm powers of attorney and to ratify acts and contracts exercised by your agent, Joseph Fosco, pursuant to the powers of attorney. Is that correct?
That's right.
And do you have that document in front of you right now?
Yes, I do.
And what is the date that the document bears?
August the 2nd, 2007.
Thank you. And Mrs. Tolman, did you place your initials on each page of the document?
Yes, I did.
And those initials appear in the lower right-hand corner of each page?
The right-hand corner, yeah, on the bottom.
And on page 3 of the declaration, you signed your name, is that correct?
Yes.
And below your name is a signature of a witness.
Mr. Pope.
Thank you. And that's myself, is that correct?
That's right.
And both of our signatures were then notarized, is that correct?
That's right.
And is this document, this declaration, complete and concise as and has been prepared according to your direction and for the purposes which you have expressed?
Right.
Thank you. Mrs. Tolman, is there anything that you would like to add to the declaration or to your statement giving on this videotape?
No, there isn't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.